FM W260CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. It's probably the rematch everyone saw coming. President Biden and former President Donald Trump hold dueling campaign events in Georgia, trading barbs as they now turn their focus toward the general election. Biden was in Atlanta.
Here's the guy who's kicking off his general election campaign on the road up with Marjorie Taylor Greene. It can tell you a lot about a person who he keeps company with.
Trump in Rome, Georgia.
If you're a disillusioned Democrat, of which there are many today, I extend an open hand, an open invitation, and I ask you to join us on the noble quest of saving our country. Saving our country.
Trump's trip to Georgia comes as he seeks to clinch the GOP nomination, which he's expected to do Tuesday. A storm system which brought heavy rain and high winds to the southeast is heading up the East Coast. National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orovec.
There'll be some high winds along the East Coast. Areas that don't have any precipitation over the next 2 days, Sunday into Monday, are still be pretty windy, anywhere from New York City down to Washington.
Armed men broke into a boarding school in northwestern Nigeria early Saturday and took 15 children as they slept. That comes from police, and it came after 2 days after nearly 300 other students were taken hostage in the conflict-hit region. The U.S. military has sent its first equipment toward Gaza to build a temporary pier for humanitarian aid supplies.
U.S. Central Command says a logistics support vessel has embarked for the eastern Mediterranean carrying construction supplies. In his State of the Union address, President Biden announced the project, saying it was crucial toward the effort to help innocent Palestinian civilians caught in the crossfire in Gaza. Building the pier is one thing, but humanitarian supplies must still be offloaded onto trucks and then brought directly into Gaza. And that's why the U.S. has been urging Israel to expand entry points to allow more trucks inside. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
It's the second Sunday in March, and that means daylight saving time is upon us.
The push ahead means a lost hour of sleep that can mean crankiness. It can also harm our health. Darker mornings and more evening light together knock the body clock out of whack. That means daylight saving time can usher in sleep trouble for weeks or even longer.
For the second year in a row, an Auburn University student connected on a long-distance shot, draining a length of the basketball court putt to win a car. Connor Boyle made that 94-foot putt, rolling a golf ball from one end of the court to the other. He now gets a Toyota from a local dealership. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night. Oh. Let's just say that.
Well, was it like in a glass or was it like...
Great wrung out of my tidy white. I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
My bad. friends at the video arcade. That's where we spent all of our time in cash soon as we got paid. Playing asteroids and crystal castles, gunning for that high score. We had radical times there with our friends, and we couldn't ask for more. I still
Lord, who's
Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Mickey Magnum there. Brand new stuff from his latest album, Avenging Spirit. I Still Believe in Rock and Roll before that. That song actually just had a video release. You could check Mickey Magnum's Facebook page or YouTube page for the brand new video for that. Good evening, everybody. My name is Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. Original hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin until midnight tonight. I'm not going to do a lot of talking tonight. I'm very much under the weather, and it sucks. But we're still going to rock and roll tonight. Music on the way this half hour. We'll do some Autumn Reverie, also some Bon Scorpion. M. Shell recorded an interview with Avenues earlier this week. We're going to hear that interview at 10:30. Plus, we'll do Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock tonight.
Love to hear what you're doing tonight. Feel free to send me a text, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text from the Civic Media app. Michelle recorded an interview with this band last week. You can catch the podcast right now at maxincradio.com. It's H1Z1 and Hard. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Every step we take.
Original hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin with Johnny Likes Noise on Max Inc. Heavy. If you look at the cover of that album from Johnny Likes Noise, you'll see the future host of Max Inc. Heavy, M. Shell, on that cover. It's pretty cool. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. Before Johnny Likes Noise, we heard Autumn Reverie with Stalemate and Bon Scorpion with Gravest Angel. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, the interview with Avenues that was recorded by M. Shell. We'll get that on the air for you. And Essential Last Crack at the top of the hour. Max Inc. Heavy is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass, 3 locations in Madison. And you can shop online, igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie, come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in beautiful downtown Sun Prairie. You can see the full menu and all the upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out rockonsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's rockonsen.org. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com. St. Patrick's Day is Sunday, March 17th. Let's party! It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring Super Tanker, Iron Plow, and Cindy Set My Hair on Fire, and hosted by Mad Radio's morning show, John and Gordy. Advance tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, St. Patrick's Day Special, presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah. Hello, and thank you for listening to Max Inc. Heavy. It's M. Shell, and I'm here with Sean Brooks of Avenues, a Midwest punk band with a throwback pop punk sound since 2006. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for addressing it as Avenues. We always get the Avenues, which is always kind of frustrating or annoying once in a while, getting the names messed up here and there, but much appreciated.
Absolutely. I know little things get missed like that all the time in the music world, I'm sure. So
absolutely.
Yeah, so where does the name Avenues come from?
Well, that's a good question. So when we first started this project and formed the band, sitting in the basement practicing, and it was kind of an afterthought of coming up with a name. So originally, the first name we came up with, we wanted to use Postcards from Ann Arbor, but felt that was a little too bubblegum pop punk and emo sounding. And then later found out that it was already a name taken. So trying to find band names, it's always a fun time of lots of Google searching and social media searching, trying to find something that's not taken. So once we found out we couldn't use that name, we just decided to kind of go back, simplify things, and just wanted a one-word band name that can kind of sound kind of punk and fit the genre that we're going for.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it does exactly that. So tell me a little bit about Avenues. Where do you guys come from?
So we're based out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. As you mentioned, formed back in around 2006 by Vin. So he was the one kind of putting the band together. And a few years later, my twin brother and I met up with him and Joel, our original drummer, to kind of start this project off. And from there, it just started as kind of a fun once a year doing Halloween shows, and then kind of progressed into being a lot more and having a lot more fun with it, being able to put out a couple of EPs and actually start to get onto festivals and tour and all that good stuff. And later on, after Joel had some health issues, our friend Mark Allen from Austin, Texas, we played many shows with him, and he was always on tour. We decided to ask him to kind of fill in to drum for us, and got to the point of him flying up to do some touring and festivals, to eventually him actually moving to Milwaukee. So it's been a great home from us and a nice central location to be able to hit the road and do it quickly.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys play outside of Wisconsin pretty often. Whereabouts, where can our listeners find you outside of Wisconsin?
Yeah, so we've been all over the place. Obviously, a lot of stuff throughout the Midwest, out on the West Coast. Gotten up to Canada a handful of times, and this past summer, very fortunate to get invited to play the Sailor Jerry Music Festival, and that actually took us out to Hawaii for a week. So that was a super rad time.
Yeah, anytime you can play a festival in Hawaii, definitely take that option.
Right.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like you guys definitely have a lot of great things going for you, a lot of opportunities, and you're playing out. It sounds also like you have a new album that just dropped as well.
Yeah, so this one's been out for over a year or two now. Had some fun hiccups with it, and hence why we named it We're All Doomed. Originally started, I think, trying to get this thing going back in 2019, to be honest. We're demoing ideas. We're down at Atlas Studios in Illinois, demoing, getting things rolling for it. And then into the project, find out that Mark actually got really sick and had to be sidelined almost for an entire year. We didn't want to record the album without him. So we just kind of waited till he got healthy and just played some shows with some fill-in drummers and friends just to keep ourselves busy. But then later came back together once he was healthy again, scrapped the entire album, and then found out that Atlas Studios closed. So then in that whole progress, rewrote everything to get the album going again and find a path forward. So then we ended up choosing the Exchange Recording Complex here in Milwaukee to work with engineer Kevin Arndt. So we're trucking along on that program, and then COVID hit. So then that put us in a nice waiting pattern again, where trying to find a way to finish it, we ended up doing some of the tracking at our home studios and sending that over to Kevin to get mixed and edited into the album, which he did a fantastic job making it very streamlined, and you can't even tell the difference from what we recorded at home or what was actually done in his studio.
Wow, that's the definition of pivoting to try to get an album out, and that's sometimes how it happens.
Exactly. The whole thing is, not trying to get discouraged and just try to find some positivity to it. So, overall, we were very happy with how the album turned out. And then, the hindsight of looking back and actually putting out better songs and better content, in our opinion, on it, that really put together a nice package.
How many albums do you guys have out total?
Currently, if I can remember correctly, we've done a handful, 3+ EPs. This last album, We're All Doomed, that was our first full length. And, that one took us the longest time to put together, just, being able to fund it and, the time it takes to get it all going. So that's basically what we have in the backlog. But currently working on more material to get another EP rolling and then probably follow that up with another full length, but just trying to find the time to do it.
Never enough time in the day, as they say. So,
exactly.
Do you guys do any music videos or anything like that? Do you have plans to do any?
Yeah, so what we did for We're All Doomed, a handful of the singles we did release videos for. So the one song that we released first as a single was Devious, and that kind of took more of a political side back in 2020, 2021-ish. That was more of an animated music video. And from there, we kind of did a spooky Halloween vibe version for the song Lights Out. And then the last three we did took probably about better part of a year releasing, but it was like a narrative with a common character that was a kind of a skeleton ghost that we did three videos for that all kind of tie together for Blood on the Moon, Transistor Radio, and Straitjacket.
You said you have music videos for all of those?
Correct, yeah. So. Wow. Unfortunately, we would have loved to have had them, before we released the album, but because of COVID and all the other fun stuff going on with it, they were all kind of pieced together after the fact. And then learning how long it actually does take to, work with a video engineer to get everything going and how long it takes to film, edit, and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, you are not wrong. Absolutely. A lot more work than people would assume. So do you have any upcoming shows you want to talk about?
Sure. The next two that we got, we're kind of doing over St. Patrick's Day weekend. So Friday, March 15th, we'll be at the X-Ray Arcade in Cudahy, and we'll be supporting Flatfoot 56 and Coffin Cats. And then the following day, we're going to make the long, long drive down to Lincoln, Nebraska to play with our friends, the Killigans, for their 20th year St. Patrick's Day show that they've been doing and hosting for for 20 years, obviously.
Wow, that's an awesome way to spend St. Patty's weekend for sure. Busy, but out there killing it.
Trying to, at least, and then staying out of trouble, too. So get out there, not being Milwaukee for the Shamrock Shuffle, right?
Yeah, that is one way to do it for sure. So where can we find your music and stay in touch with you guys?
Obviously, we're on all of the main social media platforms. The ones that we heavily engage on are more or less Facebook and Instagram. As far as music, Spotify, Apple Music, or we love to use Bandcamp as a way to kind of engage and then, not let, Apple and Spotify make all the money and helps us kind of get funds to, make new albums and stay on the road.
And every little bit helps. Definitely agree with you there. Bandcamp is an awesome resource for bands. So that's great to hear. It sounds like you're doing all of the right things and making it outside of Wisconsin, which is always exciting to see our Wisconsin bands do that. So thank you so much, Sean. I really appreciate your time. Thanks for tuning in to Max Inc. Heavy. This is M. Shell. We'll talk to you soon, Sean.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
For me to see the person that she had become. Last night, there was a jailbreak.
Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Avenues and Straight Jacket. Thanks to the band Avenues and M. Shell for the great interview this evening. If you tuned in late and you want to hear it again, don't forget you can hear the replay on Sundays and any Max Inc. radio replay on Sunday, 6 to midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network. And you can grab the podcast anytime, too, at maxincradio.com. Coming up, we've got Essential Last Crack. What is your Essential Last Crack? Maybe I'll play yours at 11 o'clock tonight. And we got new music on the way from Carbellion. We'll do some Rotten Tommies in a couple of minutes. Right now, it's the Knowing Unknowns on Max Inc. Heavy.
Here we go!
Yeah.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare?
It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.